Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Natalia.
This is she.
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Opinion Research. And would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Can I ask what these questions are for?
Yes, the survey is mainly about the upcoming elections. Your opinion is very important. We ask this question to make sure that we are representing people of all ethnicities.
Okay.
If you don't mind me asking, do you see yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1995.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Mm-mm.
Are you white, a black, or African American? American
the
Indian?
First.
Excuse me?
The first one.
Okay.
Start. Okay.
And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country, a negative or positive?
Negative.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
And how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power, and 5 means somewhat power. And you could choose any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, a 4.
And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I have crime, abortion access, immigration, health care, gun violence, economy and cost of living, climate change, national security, racism and discrimination, mental health, or student loans, or education. Please choose 3.
Okay. Abortion, healthcare, climate change, and cost of living.
And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Here's the first one. Having or caring for children. Economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, relationships like romantic partnership or friendship, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for seniors, family members, improving or maintaining physical health, or advancing in your career, or hobbies and free time activities.
Okay. I'm sorry, was that the list? The full one, I mean.
Excuse me?
Was that the full list?
Yes. I can read it for you again if you like, ma'am.
Oh, no, you're good. I just thought I interrupted you. I'm sorry. work-life balance, mental health, and I'm sorry, was climate change on that list or the last one?
Let me read this for you one more time. I have having or caring for children, mm-hmm. economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, mm-hmm. work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, relationships like romantic, partnership, or friendship, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for seniors, family members, improving or maintaining physical health, or advancing in your career.
Okay.
Now, please choose three.
Yes, you got it. Mental health, work-life balance, and financial independence.
Thank you. With the mm-hmm. following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. I have being American, being a woman, being young, your sexual orientation, your role in relationships like being a mother, a caregiver, wife or friend, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual, religious beliefs, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your personality, or your profession. Please choose three.
Mm-hmm. Being a woman, my profession, and my hobbies.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Pride, anger, frustration, happiness, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, hope, or dread?
Exhaustion.
And what would be the other one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anger.
And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issue facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, B, or C? Okay.
Statement B, yeah.
And thank you again for your patience. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three, please, of the following. Mm-hmm. Power, hungry, political, seeking control, systematic racism, corporation, money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, too many old white men in power, the two-party systems, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Thanks. I wish I could fit all of that. I would say power hungry, corporations, and out of touch.
And out of touch, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Mm-hmm. How much do you trust the following to make change on issues that matter to you? Here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Ballot initiatives, proposed a law that the public votes on directly. Do you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
President Biden?
Somewhat.
Community? Organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
Somewhat.
Your city government?
Somewhat.
Your state government?
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Here's the first one. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is this very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I'm sorry, can I ask a quick clarifying question really quick?
Yes.
Sorry, motivating for if I think it makes me motivate to take part or that it would work, I'm sorry.
No, no problem. It says here, for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation, like voting, signing petitions, contracting representatives, etc. The first one says, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say in that case, my answer to the first question would be very motivated.
Okay. The other one says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against the LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Very motivating, somewhat.
Very.
Somewhat. Okay. The other one says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission.
Somewhat.
Okay. And how likely are you to participate in the following? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very likely.
By cutting a company?
Can you say that again?
Yes. A boycotting a company?
Oh, very likely.
Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Attending a protest?
Likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not very likely.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. And you may choose up to three. Here's the first one. You do not know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. You did not think your vote would be counted properly. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot does not arrive in time. The candidate did not represent your values. Voting does not Voting does not change things that matter to you. You do not know enough about the candidates. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles, or you did not think your vote would be counted, or you did not have time to vote, or inconvenience like long lines, distant pollings, or ballot drop-off locations. And please choose three.
Yes, I would say no time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates, and inconvenient drop-off locations.
Okay. And for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contracting representatives, etc. Here's the first one. We've seen hardworking people raise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Would you say you engaged a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
The other one says, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like Safe Plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and ensures balance do not grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a lot little, or engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
And this last one here says, the Biden administration spearheaded the bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaced dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. Now, there are critical investments in substantiability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
And what are the media sources that you check most for new content? Please choose all that apply. I have national TV news stations, news or informational articles online, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, local TV news stations, a podcast, TikTok, international news outlet, or Facebook?
That would be the national news, the local news, and international news.
Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out most? Please choose all that apply, like music, government, politics, health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, hobbies, tips, or hacks, business, finance, sports, science, technology, humor, memes, or shows and movies?
That would be music and hobbies.
And which is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
GED.
And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Four.
Can you specify, please?
Asexual.
Asexual?
Yeah.
You would spell that A-S-E-X-U-A-L, correct?
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
No.
Not married?
Yeah, married? Sorry, not any of that. I just live with my family. So.
Okay. From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's been a long day. Unmarried. Or single. Single is what I meant.
Okay. A single living with a partner or just single?
Just single.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And how would you describe your employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanent disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent or student?
Full-time.
And for whom did you vote in 2020, general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Let me do some math. 42,000?
For 2022, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
42,000.
Oh, 42, okay. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
You as well. And just as a note, you have a very pleasant voice.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for the compliment.
Yes. Have a wonderful rest of your night.